Hello, everyone. I wanted to start off this episode by doing a little table setting first, so we're all on the same page. In this episode, I'm going to be talking with Jerry Gilbert, the Vice President of Product for Merchant Commerce Solutions at Blackhawk Network. But the viewpoint is going to be from CashStar, a Blackhawk company. So when you hear us reference CashStar, that's why. Now that we have all that cleared up, in our conversation, we're going to be covering things such as customer experience across gifting, e-commerce, and e-commerce as a whole, omnichannel and mobile experience with gift cards, expanded gift card payment options, cashless QSR and Amazon Go, and payments trends such as contextual commerce. So without further ado, here's our conversation about the customer journey as it relates to gift cards. Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. And on today's episode, we're going to be taking a look at the customer journey and specifically how it relates to gift cards. And to help me with that conversation, I have Jerry Gilbert, the Vice President of Product for Merchant Commerce Solutions at Blackhawk Network. Jerry, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Ryan. Good to be here.
Now, to get things started, how is it that you define the customer journey?
You know, I mean, generally speaking, the customer journey, I think that every company has to figure out a customer journey. In the world of e-commerce and specifically e-commerce around gift cards, the customer journey starts typically with acquisition and it moves through the different parts of the life cycle that you may have with that customer. So, starting with acquisition, maybe how to engage, how to appease in the event of an issue. And, you know, from CashStar's perspective, we want to make sure that we're powering applications for, retailers and merchants to make sure that they have solutions to address customer issues throughout the entire journey of the customer lifecycle.
Right. Now, the customer experience, you know, you can't have a conversation about business without talking about it. But, you know, how important is the customer experience in this modern retail era?
I think that it's funny because when you look at most companies out there that resonate with customers, it typically is about the experience. And the experience could be something on the software front where, you know, you're delighted and, you know, find a great experience, or it could be something Nordstrom where you're in store and you have a great experience with a sales rep. The reality is wherever your touch points with customers are, the customer experience is ultimately going to drive future interactions with them. When you think about even future interactions and you think about how customers, word of mouth spreads and how net promoter scoring systems work and things like that, it's really about making a great customer experience so that they become emissaries of your brand. I think that every retailer, every company out there that has any sort of customer really needs to understand a customer experience and focus on how do they make that the best customer experience possible.
The NAPCO Research Merchant Gift Card E-Commerce Evaluation Report indicates that merchants need to improve in their mobile customer experience or journey department. Can you elaborate a little bit more on this?
So everyone is facing challenges around mobile. Every company out there, every software company, every mobile solutions are the future, right? And so how do you actually move customers from browsing? Everyone has these powerful computers in their pockets. The thing is today, space on that mobile device is very valuable and people's time is very valuable. So how do you actually engage customers in a mobile front? And this is the place that every retailer is at is, and really every company that has a customer interaction that's online is in the world of a desktop model before, mobile became the preponderant model for people to interact with brands where, you may have gone to that website and you may have had time because you were sitting around in the evening and now you're sitting at a stoplight. So how do you actually engage with customers? How do you do it fast? How do you get them what they want when they need it? And ultimately what we look at when you think about these evaluations is, are these brands, are these retailers delivering the experience to their customers in a way that the customer wants it and in the channel the customer wants it?
In your opinion, what do you think the challenges have been for merchants in delivering great gifting e-commerce customer experiences across all channels? And then also, what are some of the solutions that you're seeing in the marketplace today?
So specifically in the world of gifting, I can touch upon the fact that Gifting e-commerce is hard, right? I mean, but the nut has been cracked in a lot of ways. There's lots of e-commerce providers, lots of retailers, build and manage their solutions on their own. And there's typically time, and Amazon has done a good job of shrinking that time down to, originally, maybe a couple days, and now it's, within an hour to some degree. But there is some level of time, and I think as you look at gifting e-commerce, time becomes compressed even more so. And then there's the part that you're actually sending cash over the internet. So as retailers, as everyone that is in the digital gifting specifically, or in the gifting world, is how do you actually compress these times and still have a great customer experience? And so as we went through and the NAPCO report shows that, a lot of these retailers may be out there and having good experiences in the world of mobile and gifting, but the challenges still exist is how do I get a consumer a purchased gift card to their recipient within seconds, and do it well, and all at the same time while you're sending cash over the internet and there's fraudsters and malicious actors everywhere. And so how do the technologies that underpin all these things work in a seamless way? And so generally speaking, I think that merchants are making great progress against sort of where they were a few years ago to where they are today. But I think there's still a lot more to be had, and especially when you look at an omni-channel strategy, is how are retailers delivering in the world of gifting the right things to the customers at the right points of interaction.
Now, going back to the NAPCO Research Merchant Gift Card E-commerce Evaluation Report, how were the mobile apps scored?
So there was a couple different ways of scoring the retailers. So ultimately, we had a maximum scoring of 164 points, and there was, I believe, 98 categories of scoring. And if the retailer had a mobile device or a mobile app, we would score them against a different set of maximum points. So if you didn't have a mobile strategy around sort of having a native app, and let's be clear, native apps aren't for all retailers, some or all people who have customers buying from them, because native apps require customers to download and a level of brand loyalty that may not exist for every brand, and that's fine. So the NAPCO report ensured that they did not skew in one direction, just saying, "Oh, you have a mobile app because your customers desire that, so we're going to, score you higher or skew the points."
Right. So now taking a look at gift card programs, how did the top five gift card programs set themselves apart from the others?
I think one of the fascinating things is when you look at the top retailers. There's a really small window between sort of what they're doing, and especially the report will sort of illustrate that the actual points in those top 10 merchants, there's like a 10% to a 10-point divide, which that's really incredible to see, like all these merchants are actually moving forward, moving their gift card programs forward. I think there are some keys that all retailers have to really think about is around availability of the gift cards in the channels, right? So if you have a channel, how are you actually delivering them? Where is the touch points? How are you getting those customers there? One of my biggest pet peeves are every retailer knows that gift cards drive lift. They drive, increased in-store sales. And you go to a retailer website and you can't find the gift card. And so this is free money that's being left on the table because consumers are like, "Oh, I have to scroll down, I have to find it in the footers." So having it available first and foremost is critical, making sure that it's available in all the channels. If you do have a native app, like make sure that you have gifting there, because then if the consumer has to go from your native app to your website or to some other, or like in store, like this becomes painful to the consumer. They are 2 clicks away from any other experience that they want to have. And so you have to provide the best one when they're looking for it. And then there's lots of different things, I think, when you think about a best-in-class e-commerce program for a retailer for gifting. And it's about sort of how is the gift itself? Do they have flexibility in the gift card designs? Do they have multiple denominations? Payment options. I mean, every e-commerce company out there, are you making it easy for customers to check out? And the table stakes, of course, are your standard payment types, PayPal is within that sort of standard at this point in time. And then sort of the additional ones, are you supporting, you know, an Apple Pay or a Venmo? And then finally, you know, beyond sort of your traditional consumer, there's B2B programs. And sort of in, you know, when you think about a best-in-class e-commerce program, how are you actually selling your brand out to rewards and incentive companies? And how are you actually getting traction in there so that your brand is available in Amex's, you know, gift card program as an Amex card holder, because that's another touch point for that card hold, that consumer to say, oh, I love Sephora, so I'm going to go into Amex, my Amex credit card, and I'm going to use points to buy a gift card.
Well, thank you for that. And one thing I wanted to pull out of the report here was a good insight, was that merchants are making it easier for consumers to purchase gift cards online with extended payment options. But what more can we expect to see on this front in the future?
Yeah, so I mean, we're you know, from a CashStar perspective, we're constantly evaluating, like, where are the easy payment types going? When I see easy payment types, you know, we live in a world again where you know, you may have someone placing an order at a stoplight. I don't recommend that, by the way, but you know, it happens. So you know, how do you actually have an easy checkout experience? And so when you look at a Starbucks app as an example, to go and reload your gift card is a simple, you know, tap of a button and a fingerprint. Like if you go to Amazon and you want to buy something within their app, it's the one click order button. And so payment has been removed from those apps because there's a stored credential online. In the world where not everyone's going to have sort of those stored credentials, or the customers haven't uploaded a profile, there are other ways to sort of get to that same endpoint, whether it's using PayPal or Apple Pay or any of the pays, you know, or the up and comers like Venmo that are, you know, moving from peer to peer into, you know, merchant payments. But ultimately, it's about that ease of use in order to make sure that the payment transfer is facilitated.
Now, in the past few weeks, we have seen Amazon Go Store open to the public, and a lot more quick service restaurants announced their intentions to go cashless. So what does that mean for gift cards?
I don't think it means a lot to some degree, because the reality is gift cards are a form of cashless, right? So it's a instrument of payment that's not cash, and whether it was procured by yourself for yourself, in the case of, you know, trying to manage your spending and finances, a lot of people use gift cards, or it was given to you as a gift. It's an instrument of value that ultimately is used, you know, at checkout. And so as a lot of these companies, you know, Amazon actually is a great example. As a lot of these companies sort of come up and say, I have a great, easy checkout experience. It's comprehensive. Stored value in a lot of cases is fundamental as part of the backbone of that experience. If you take sort of an Amazon experience and you say, I'm going shopping at Amazon, if I have points on my Amazon credit card, that's very easily converted into value. It's a stored value instrument. If I purchase something at Amazon and they give me a reward of $5 for being a subscription customer, that is applied first. So again, they're going into that, these stored value accounts, and pulling out value to be applied to your shopping experiences. So ultimately, I think as we continue to go cashless, you know, as a society, these instruments will underpin applications, underpin your e-commerce accounts as storage and holding of value for future use.
Now, as we take a look at 2018 and beyond, what are the payment trends that you're closely watching this year?
One of the things we've been talking a lot lately about is, you know, contextual commerce. And contextual commerce is really delivering customer experiences, you know, whether it's for shopping or for gifting, within the context of that consumer is in. And so, again, my earlier statement, I think I mentioned that, you know, people's, you know, real estate on their devices is you know, it's a hot commodity. You know, the likelihood is people spend most of their time in four or five apps within a given day. So the reality is, you know, how do you actually meet the customers where they're at? And that's, I think, sort of the next evolution of where we're going. So, you know, you're talking to your friend in a iMessage or a Facebook Messenger chat session, and, you know, they're saying that they had a bad day, and you're like, hey, why don't you go get a coffee, and, you know, there's a pick-me-up, and, you know, here's a gift, you know, within that context of this discussion. discussion. And so embedding gifting or embedding commerce within an app that the customer is actually having a dialogue in and being able to quickly render gift cards or be able to quickly facilitate a purchase experience that ultimately delivers immediate satisfaction to the consumer as well as their person that they're interacting with, in this case would be a recipient, is hugely powerful, right? And so it takes gifting from a place of, you know, hey, I sent you a birthday card to or birthday gift to a place where, you know, I can have everyday gifting. You know, I can be talking to an employee in a, you know, a G Hangout, a Google Hangout session and just click a button and give them, you know, a $5 reward to, you know, Subway for doing a great job. So it really starts to change the paradigm of where gifting is happening and how consumers are interacting with brands. And it's in a much more, I think, real-time way that drives satisfaction.
Right. Now, to go back to the 900-pound gorilla in the room, Amazon, you know, what's your advice for brands looking to remain competitive, you know, in the age of Amazon?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had all the answers on this one. But I mean, I think, you know, in our studies that we've done and you know, the NAPCA study that they did, you know, Amazon is a real threat, of course, on a variety of fronts. But the reality is, although they may score well in all their categories or a significant amount of their categories, they're not at the end state either. And so there is nothing preventing retailers from saying, like, how do I actually provide a better experience? You know, and it's really, that's what it is. It's about the customer experience and focusing on those customer experiences. Because if I can go to Amazon, especially in the world of gifting, and I can pick a gift card, you know, I think that's great. And I think that it's a place that consumers may do that because it's an easy, easy way to get a gift card, and they perhaps already have an account there and things like that. But when I actually think about the Amazon is selling someone else's brand in a lot of cases in gift card interactions, they may be selling their own as well, of course. Retailers owe it to themselves to say, I'm going to have the best experience bar none for my brand in my stores. And so how is that in store? How is it manifesting itself online? How is it manifesting itself in their apps or their mobile web and interactions? How are they working in sort of new frames like contextual commerce? You know, and essentially, you know, I don't believe that, you know, Amazon has the monopoly on sort of the best way to do stuff. They have a powerful, you know, value prop for sure. But at the end of the day, I think that, you know, the retailers have an opportunity, and a lot of them are already doing it, especially in the world of gifting, of delivering powerful solutions that are in fact equally as good as Amazon.
Well, Jerry, thank you very much for taking the time today for speaking to us about the customer experience, and we hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
Well, thank you for having me, and have a great day.
That wraps up another episode of the Payments Journal podcast. If you're interested in being part of the podcast, please reach out to us at info@mercatoradvisorgroup.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, and we look forward to keeping you up to date with the latest payment news.